So I'm currently watching HBO's series, The House of Dragons. Yeah, some are, some aren't. I'm also watching The Rings of Power on Amazon. Yeah, I watch those kinds of things, these big, epic shows like the series Rome, where the lords are moving their big chess pieces and all the little people are picking up the rest of the pieces. And actually moving the story forward. And there's always a scene in these kinds of stories where one of these lords is sitting at a table. Sometimes it's on a battlefield in front of his tent. Sometimes it's in a lonely tower. And usually there's some bad news coming in from the empire. And this table is overflowing with food. There's grapes and there's quails and strawberries and there's ices that have been run down from the top of the mountain. And we, as the audience, can say, there's something wrong with this picture. There's something really askew here. Something about that lonely extravagance of that meal and everything else that's going on. We can see it, but the leader can't. It's a spoiler that this is not going to go well. That's exactly what the prophet Amos is saying today, almost verbatim. Lying on your couches, playing your harps like David, and drinking fine wine, anointing yourself with the best oil, and missing the need, the obvious need of the moment. You've gutted your society, and now the enemy is literally at your gates. It's exactly what's happening in this parable with the rich man and Lazarus, too. The rich man is lounging in this extravagant, decadent splendor daily, and Lazarus, the beggar, is feet away outside his gate, begging for scraps from the table. So we can see what's wrong with this picture, this incredible inequity, but the rich man can't or won't. And this would have been even more obvious to first century listeners of Jesus' parable, where to be rich in that society was to be responsible. You were the social security system. It was your duty to give alms. That was how things worked as well as they worked. But in this story, even in the next life, there's a little comedy here. The rich man is saying to Lazarus, to Abraham, who is holding Lazarus, who's clearly so precious to God in his bosom, saying, Abraham, go tell Lazarus to go fetch some water for me to cool the tip of my tongue. He's still lost in his game of entitlement. And then there's this little tag at the end of the story, another barb that just drives the point home. Even if someone rises from the dead, there's a premonition of Jesus' own story, it won't get our attention. If you're not paying attention to what is so obviously in front of you, what is yours to do, then despite what the prophets and wisdom teachers have always said, a miracle is just going to feed into your own entitled narrative. Now, we might not immediately or directly identify strongly with either the rich man or with Lazarus. Most of our lives are lived somewhere in the middle, in this space where, I love the poetic way that Timothy tells it in the epistle reading, we are trying to live into that great gain of godliness combined with contentment. But what is true and very real in our time, maybe even more so, is this sense of this great gap, this great gulf that opens up between worlds. Not just the next life, but in this life, that separates us from ourselves. So there's certainly still, as then, so now, those huge gaps of wealth and privilege that put us into our bubbles, that don't let us see what is right in front of us, that others can see. It happens all the time. And then there's some other gaps that are rising up in particularly poignant and excruciating ways. Think of the gap, the gulfs that have opened up, that social media, this connecting device, has done to us, to put in us into our own spaces that are hollow and isolated, as well as connecting. It's a shadow side. Or the great gulf that has opened up anew in our public life, our public discourse. I don't even know if we can call it discourse anymore, where political parties have become sworn enemies with no dialogue. And we are no longer feeling like citizens united together building a more perfect union. That can feel like a fiction. Or think of how many of our elderly, people who sat in the pews with us until the pandemic, are not here now. They are at home in a new kind of isolation. They feel it. We feel it. There's a gap. There's a gulf. And there are others, lots of them. It can almost be overwhelming. And the solution, or at least the path toward it, is so much closer than we know. This parable, like most of Jesus' parables, is told in a particular way, a kind of it's too late way, which is a wisdom way, ancient wisdom way of saying it's never too late, because here we are telling the story. We're not there yet. So it's now. Now is this great moment of opportunity, this moment of yes, this moment of possibility. One of the things that the rich man misses, the point is don't miss this, is that this poor man Lazarus is literally at his gate. He is feet away from the gate. A gate is meant to keep things out, but every gulf starts as a gate. What's meant to keep out things out is also a portal, to let things in, or if you're on the inside, to get out of the space you're in and into a bigger space. So the rich man is steps away from his salvation, just going to the gate and seeing what is his to do, seeing Lazarus and all the others, reconnecting, getting him in touch with this moment, with his work. I quoted Maya Angelou last week, always do the best you know, and when you know better, do better. Rock solid advice. It's powerful medicine. When we pay attention to what we already know, what is right in front of us, when we take that pause to see it, because if we don't pause, we miss it, even though everyone else might see it, take that pause to see what we're missing, and then get clear on what is ours to do. That immediately starts closing the gap, or turning the gap into the gate that invites us into something larger. That can feel almost miraculous, and maybe it is. Tonight, we're having a potluck. Big potluck. There's almost 70 people signed up for it. And this is one of those really wonderful moments in parish life where we really don't do anything but hang out together. We share good food that we have prepared and offer to others, but that is powerful work. That's Eucharist. That is powerful medicine for the soul. It's our way of being connected, of reweaving our lives together, of spending enough time doing normal things with one another that we start to feel friendly more deeply related to one another, learning where the gates are in each other's lives, walking through them, and discovering what is ours to do. So wherever you are on that spectrum, because it really is a spectrum now of you know, feeling pretty good about life and pretty settled and sorted out, or maybe feeling a little distance, or maybe feeling just completely cut off. We're all actually only steps away from the gate, or changing that gap in our lives into this gateway of discovery, which swings wide open in both directions. It's God's gate. It's God's opportunity to each one of us, where everyone is welcome, where everyone has a place at the table, where there will always be enough for everyone, inside and outside. So, I'll see you at the potluck. Amen.